The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Burt Show.
Chances are pretty good if they're important to Atlanta, then at one point or another, they've joined the Burt Show. Jane Fonda, no different.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's so good to have you in here.
Well, it's good to be here.
You stopped acting in 1992. Is there anything that you really miss about acting, or what's the biggest thing that you miss about acting?
No, I don't really miss anything. You know, I test myself. I go to a movie with a part in it that I could have played, and I say, do I miss this? No, I don't.
Have you found that you needed to find some other kind of creative outlet now that you're not acting anymore?
Well, let me tell you something. The thing that I find creative about acting is that you get inside the skin of another person, and it's all about human transformation and the factors that cause people to change. I'm doing that now, but I'm doing it in real life. I'm working with young people and their parents to figure out how can you get them to change, from people who see no hope, from people who don't know how to be good parents, to people who see a hope, because hope is the best contraceptive. We're trying to get young people from having babies until they're ready to be really good parents.
And this is what GCAP is all about?
That's what GCAP, the Georgia Campaign for Adolescent Pregnancy Prevention, is all about. And that is my creative inspiration life. Why do I care about that? Because it took me 60 years to get my act together. That's why. And I don't want other girls and boys to have to wait so long.
What struggles specifically are you talking about that led you into doing?
I'll just name one.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, if I really am who I am and say what I really feel, he won't love me anymore.
Sure.
And what's interesting is you can be a very strong and powerful woman politically, socially, professionally, but behind the closed doors of your intimate relationship, you can lose your voice. It's generational and it's cultural. And it's not that men are bad or that anyone's doing this on purpose. It's just, it's part of a society that's been around as long as agriculture, and it can be changed. You know, I figure if I can change, anybody can change.
Right. In 1995, you were nominated as one of the sexiest women in film. And I was wondering, would you consider being sexy a compliment, or would you find that demeaning?
Well, I think it's a compliment.
It is.
I'll tell you why I would consider it a positive, because I was in my 60s. And I think it's good for other women and girls to hear that somebody in their 60s could be considered sexy. Or but it has nothing to do with your looks.
Right.
Feeling sexy is what's happening inside you.
Right.
And the more you own yourself, and the more you bring yourself into the activity, the sexier.
At what age did you look at yourself and just say, okay, I'm okay?
60.
Was it at 60?
Yeah. Isn't that sad?
No.
It's
because
good that you got there, because many women don't.
Well, you struggle.
Never give up. It's never too late. I'm writing my memoirs, and it's a happy ending.
You know, we were talking about, you know, self-image and stuff like that, and you struggled with bulimia for 20-something years,
yeah,
correct?
You got it, yes. Yeah. And I'm writing all about that, too.
When you've struggled with bulimia for 20-something years, what's the final straw where you go, okay, it's time for me to get some help here?
For me, everybody's different. For me, the final straw was I either continue with my disease or I die. And I don't mean necessarily die physically, but I had two children. I had a marriage. I was living a life that I felt had meaning. It was important. It was, you know, I was very socially active, and I could either continue doing that and be effective or not. I had to make a choice. Go for the light, go for the darkness.
We're talking to Jane Fonda this morning. If you weren't part of the whole Hollywood scene and doing the acting thing, do you think that that struggle with bulimia would have ever happened?
Yes, absolutely.
You do.
You know why? Because I was never told that I was okay. okay. I was only time my parents ever commented on how I looked was to tell me I was too fat. Mm. I was never fat. Mm. You know, I was too this, I was too that. Parents have to let their children know that they love them unconditionally, no matter what. To be dismissed because of how you look, it makes you feel that you have to prove yourself. You have to be perfect. And you know, when I talk about it's what happened to me at 60, what happened at 60 was I learned good enough is good enough. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be perfect.
Well, Jane Fonda, thank you so much for coming in. I mean, it has just been a treat to have you in here and an honor.
I want to make an announcement.
Okay.
I am so proud to be the first to tell Atlanta and the first to publicly congratulate Bert and Stacy. They are expecting their first child in early November.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And they're standing, both of them, right here.
We found out weeks ago, but we had a bit of a scare.
We went in for our first doctor's appointment. They had seen something else in my uterus with the baby. They weren't sure what it was, so my doctor right away sent me to a specialist, and it was some kind of
hubcap.
It actually turned out to be a burst headphones.
Well, I won't tell you how they got
there. So, it's okay, though. You're all right?
What he really thought was that it was a fold in the placenta, but he also said it could possibly be a molar pregnancy, and that's real scary.
That means when your tooth is pregnant.
So we just went back on Monday and it wasn't there, so he said the fold worked itself out, perfect pregnancy, be sure to tell everyone and be happy.
Are you going to want another flavor?
I didn't want to, but Bert's been begging, so I think he doesn't ask for much, so I think.
See, there you go, he won. I'm just kidding.
Let me tell you, in the overall scheme of things, it's Bert one win and about 55 losses.
Bert, yeah. Why don't you find out and not tell her?
I would do that, but she thinks that there's no way I could keep
there's
it a
no
secret.
There's no way.
Okay.
Oh, my God. No, you'd do great.
No.
You should, yeah, because you know what? If you slip up and go, how's my little boy doing? Then the next day you go, how's my little girl? You could make Stacy insane. She's already going to be all hormonal and crazy.
Can I tell you about my grandson?
I'd love to hear it.
Okay. Well, we saw, I think it was the second time we went in to see the sonogram. And my daughter did not want to know the sex, okay? You know, I was saying to the nurse, can you tell from the sonogram what sex it is? And she said, not really, you know, on rare occasions, if it's a real stud muffin, was the word she used. And suddenly I looked at the sonogram, and I mean, if that's not a stud muffin, it's a third leg. And I didn't say anything. And my daughter went out of the room, and I said to the nurse, am I seeing what I think I'm seeing? And she said, you bet.
Really?
Wow.
You bet. I knew early on.
They've already seen the baby's nose.
It's true.
So
that's true. We got the pictures back the other day. And here's one thing. You know, when Stacy was telling you that, you know, they found something in the picture that just didn't quite look right. And I mean, no. I'm talking about the molar tissue.
She just got a profile shot of you, Burton, and got that joke.
And it was amazing to me because I'm pretty nervous about having a child. But once they tell you that there's a possibility that you will not have the child, it's amazing how quickly I became so attached to that picture.
Right.
Yeah, it really was.
It was amazing. Yeah. I mean, I couldn't believe, like, we'd only known 2 weeks, and all of a sudden I was like, I don't care. I know I can get pregnant, but this is what I'm having.
Yeah, I know.
So nothing is going to be
That's
wrong.
Right.
It's going to fix itself. I mean, it was like, I just couldn't, it was bizarre.
Yeah.
It's never amazing. Experienced anything like that.
Well, thank you for making that announcement for us. Appreciate it.
Congratulations. I hope everything goes well.
It'll Thanks. Be great. Thank you.
And you'll have to come back in when little Jane Fonda Weiss is born.
The Bert Show. Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.